you for calling the NEC help team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Oh, hello. Hi, Emmanuel. This is Sergio. I'm here with Kenny Capture. She's filing out for NEC. I hope you can help me out from here.
Absolutely. Hello there. It's Emmanuel with the NEC help team on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, okay.
Awesome. I'll be the one helping out. So it looks like you're trying to see if you're eligible to participate. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and just to confirm, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet? You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that? Is that right?
No.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. Now, was it your child that was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis?
Yes.
Okay. And let me go ahead and start with their gender.
Male.
Oh, okay. And how old is he now?
Nine.
Nine? Okay. And then let's go next with their date of birth.
February 20th, 2015.
So 2/20/15, right?
Yes.
And they were born premature, were they?
Yes.
About how many weeks total, like, and were they born at?
About 31 weeks.
31 weeks?
Yes.
Okay. Did they take him into the NICU right away?
Yeah.
And about how long was he there, do you think? Was it like 30 days, 45 days, 60 days? I'm sorry?
About 60 days.
60 days, okay. And then do you recall when they were diagnosed? The date?
Yes, I have it written down. Just a second. In April of 2015.
Okay, and just to confirm, they were diagnosed in the NICU at the hospital without having left the hospital, right? Or did you guys leave and then come back?
Without us leaving.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And they would have been diagnosed after being fed the formula and fortifier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it sounds like they were diagnosed a couple months after, so they would have been fed the formula or fortifier for over 7 days. Were they ever fed breast milk or no?
No.
Oh, okay. And then I'll find, and what kind of ongoing issues have you observed with him? Does he have ongoing, like, gastral or bowel conditions, any intestinal?
You know, throwing up, green throw up, some little respiratory issues.
Okay.
So
some ongoing issues like that with gastro and other conditions. Okay. Let me click that button. And then do you remember the brand of the formula that was used?
Infamil,
okay. And I'll find the address of the facility that he was born at. What was the hospital name in the city it's in?
Kaiser Permanente. In India.
India?
In Antioch, California.
Okay. California. We're also in California, but we're in Orange County, so a bit further than where you are. But let me click this here, and then let me put in the address. In a couple different spots, it's going to have me put it. And do you remember the doctor's name?
Troy Barber. I just answered these questions with the other guy. Didn't he transfer everything over?
No, he did not. I'm sorry about that.
Mm.
but I do see the info here. For online, I mean. And then let me go back to this phone number. And then we're more than halfway there. We're a third of the way there, so just a couple more sections. Will you please spell out your son's name as it shows on the birth certificate?
Malik, M-A-L-I-K. Q-Y-Q-U-I-N-N-E. Belvin, B-E-L-V-I-N-E.
And I'm sorry, so you said middle name is Q-U-I-N-E-A?
Q-U-I-N-N-E.
I'm sorry, N-N-E. And then spell out the last name one more time, please.
B-E-L-V-I-N-E.
B-E-L-V as in victory, I-N-E?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, thank you. And you wouldn't happen
to know.
Do you
know how much longer it's going to take? Because I'm at work, and they're calling me back to go back into work.
Okay, yeah, we're more than halfway there, but we're at least another 3 to 4 minutes out. Is it easier to text? Or do you just want to rush through it real quick?
Yes.
Rush through it? Okay, so do you know any other child that was diagnosed with NEC or no?
No.
No, okay. And then this question asks for your child's the last four of his social to match the medical records.
Two four three eight.
Okay. And then I have you. Your name spelled K A N E C A. Last name A P S H U R.
U P S H U R. Yes.
And will his birth certificate show your name with a middle name or no?
It will have my name on. I'm his mother. Why wouldn't it stop?
No. Will it have you with a middle name?
Oh, yes. Latrice.
Spell that, please. L-A.
L-A-T-R-I-C-E.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me put that in there. And then looks like they transferred your email. So I have that, mecco.upshore32@yahoo.com. Is that right?
Yes.
And then your cell phone, 916-868-4927. And what is your current mailing address?
2065 West El Camino Ave, apartment 668.
And that's in what city?
Sacramento, California.
Okay. And then give me the apartment number one more time, please.
668.
668, okay.
Yeah, just a second.
Sure.
Tell him he can just put it on the desk, and I'll be in there in less than 1 minute. Thank you.
And then I don't think this one applies to you, but it asks, are you aware of any custody or parenting related issues of abuse, neglect, or loss of custody?
No.
Okay. And then did you experience any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Tobacco use, illicit drug use, hypersensitive disease, placental insufficiency?
No.
Okay. And then what was his weight at birth?
3 pounds.
3 pounds, okay. And then we said NICU days, about 60 days in there. And then they would have started him on the formula right away, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they stopped him when he was diagnosed, did they?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said he wasn't fed any breast milk. And then he was fed a fortifier in the hospital. You mentioned green vomit and other things earlier. And then do you recall the kind of medical procedures he underwent? Antibiotics, blood transfusion, assisted ventilation, Penrose drain, laparotomy, ostomy surgery.
Yeah, they did a little incision.
Okay. And then let me put this here. Do they also give him antibiotics? Do you recall?
They gave him something that they put in his IV. I don't quite remember exactly the pinpoint, but whatever it was still his IV.
Okay. A lot of times that would be medicines like antibiotics, so we'll assume that's the case. And then the last thing here, two more things, and then we're done. I'll send you an e-signature, and then you can do that on your own time because I know you got to get going. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no? Normally we request one in
No.
case something unfortunate happens. Okay, no. And then just since I have you as the parent and legal guardian and the only one that can sign on his behalf, just your date of birth and then the last four of your social, and then I'll send you the e-signature.
Wait, 3, 2, 1, 4, and then what else?
3214, your date of birth?
March 23rd, 84.
32384?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then last for the social, you said 3214. So I will let you go for now, and then you'll see an e-signature coming up. And then when you have a quick minute on a break or anything like that, you can just do it real quick. And if you have any
Okay.
questions, you can call or text me. I'll text you from my direct line as well, which is a 949 area code. So I'll let you go for now. You'll see that coming in the next 2 minutes.
Okay,
Okay,
thank you.
thank you. Have a good day at work. Bye.
You too.